My question is that, okay, during the sessions when you practice, like when you do formal sessions and then when you reflect on Lojong, what is the essential thing that we should really practice on?
That actually, most of these important thing is mentioned in Kenbo Ngakchongge.
That's so?
Dini Semke Gdati, Dedi Patrick Ngatsu, Dini Yapo Jeni Giri Warwa, Dati Nandali Chang Changwade.
That's so? Tita Dati Kenbo Ngakchong Dedi Sindina.
Zindigna.
That's so?
Dini Nang Dini Semke Gnang Changwa Shee Yores.
That's so?
Datangi Shtab Dibu Shena.
So the Patrick translated this very beautifully in the guide to the word of my perfect teacher called Zindi, in that Kenpo Ngachung is written very beautifully, Pat translated very beautifully, it's there. But if I were to say essentially, the most important thing is to meditate on what's called four measurables first.
Gomdang, Gurum Dabo de Shena, Yang Kashi Namandan, that you heard
it.
Tangbo, Tenny, the Tangnum, the God
Lasso.
Ah, Tenny, Shambab, Ningje, Gawa, Tenny, Jinky, Chigore.
In the four measurables, you know, there's a way of first you meditate on the equanimity first, immeasurable, and then love immeasurable, then compassion, and then joy immeasurable. That's the way. One way of practicing that way.
Tani tarong chigla ta tangbo semjin tamji dungar dam randur kublogi ingjich.
Naso.
Tani deva dam dendur kubtani da shambach. Tani deva yo pati ta tamchil tani di jisu yeron am choku jisu yeron wa kubtani gaba gombach. Tani tangyong tani jeta yores.
And then another method is that first you say that may all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. First you begin with compassion. Then may all never be separate, never over have happiness, cause of happiness, which is love immeasurable. Then may all never be separate from the sacred happiness, which is sorrowless, which is joy immeasurable. And then finally, meditate on the may all dwell in equanimity, you know, free of attachment, aversion, that's equanimity. There's a way, this way of practicing. That's a very easy way of practicing that way.
Tangbo kandi chegore dina ngarang su tin me changma de ga tangbo tini da rang gi tini da phama ta ni ni wa ta garo ta so la so pa la tini da tangbo de tham chi da mi yur la je
na su
ta de da tham chi tini du ngar ba ta ta ching na wa cha wa ni la so pa in na ri yang mon na cha gi ju gi tini da ta chi expanding jetni da chi karte gor ko parche fikirdang melache ta ti jis ta rang na chi migasa ta drawo insa te chol ten ni par ken ten ri ten ni da samlo da chi tang so na tang bo ten ni de ning je ten ri chen ni gom jam ba ten ri ten ni gom ten ri chen ni ten ni de che so na ta ngarang su tung gi kaps ta ti rang la ten ni da samlo da chi tang ni.
That's so, which is that you see, we can do this way that, you know, we can bring first to a forefront of our mind is those that close to us, you see, our loved ones and see friends that are close to us. We bring them in our mind and to really say that, you see, so much I wish that they be free from suffering and the cause of suffering, really very strongly. And then also, you know, to feel that, wish that they may have happiness and cause of happiness, which means both, compassion, you know, and love both. And really strongly first you feel of the ones that are close to them, you know, particularly if they're going through suffering, difficulties, take on their, may have how wish that they may be free from suffering and the cause of suffering, and how they wish to have happiness and the cause of happiness. Then slowly after that's developed, you can share that to, you know, to the generally to people that, you know, you are, you know, you might not have such a close relation, but, you know, general. And then, and the, finally, even to one's enemy, and those who harm us, wish that they may be free from suffering and the cause of suffering and have happiness. If you do that, that there's a very good way that way to develop that. And then slowly, after developing compassion like that, a measure of compassion, then love, then joy, then equanimity, that way it's a very good way to also develop during the session, proper session.
First, that we do some easy way. Easy way is ours, these relatives, and then
close to us.
Close that. Then expand it to the neutral, normal. Then, most difficult one, we think this is our enemy, that gave to this. That's way we do this practice in the twin gaps.
That during the session, proper session.
Probably that's it. But now, I really think, because that time in Tibet, these people are not so many people are there. They also maybe contact these things. Also, not so many now these kind of things. Now, maybe we use another way. Why? We always, we see, also, we always maybe you switch on television, always see there is a lot of people suffering. But that time, we must have something, mind,
He feels that in those, in ancient times, like in Tibet, all, you know, we didn't see visibly the suffering of people, famine and other things, because, you know, you don't see them every day. So only thing is that you meditate and you imagine that they're suffering and then, you know, do this practice. But the wonderful thing these days is because if you switch on the television, then you can see all the suffering that's going on in the world. And so that's a very good opportunity to use that as to evoke and really, and then to practice, you know, really very much.